Welcome to 281 Park Avenue South. This historical landmark building is home to Fotografiska, a Stockholm-based photography museum. Before it became the immersive art museum that it is today, it was the Church Mission House, one of the key buildings of Charity Row. Let's step back in time to 1888, where our story begins. For many years, the domestic and foreign missionary society had desired to build a headquarters, but it wasn't until October 1888 that a committee was formed to select a site and raise money. The committee, which included prominent businessmen William Bayer Cutting, William G. Lowe, and Cornelius Vanderbilt, sought to raise $200,000. The project was approved in October 1891, and the first cornerstone was laid a year later on October 3rd, 1892. The building was complete and the society moved in on January 1st, 1894. However, the building wasn't officially dedicated until January 25th, when all debts were settled. Let's pause our story for a moment to look at the architecture and unique building features. The building was originally designed by Robert W. Gibson and Edward J. Neville Stent. Gibson was known as an architect of Episcopal churches in New York during the 1890s, and Stent was known for interior design work. The town halls of Harlem and medieval Amsterdam served as the inspiration for this six-story, 45,000 square feet building. It is a Renaissance revival or neo-Renaissance style known for cohesive harmony and decorative elements in the form of rectangles or circles. As you look at the facade of the building, you will notice the ground floor is in rock-faced granite, whereas the top five floors are in Indiana limestone. Each corner of the building has a tourelle, a type of turret used in chateau-esque architecture that extends the height of the building. The main entrance is through the porch centered on the Park Avenue side, consisting of an archway topped with a triangular pediment featuring a bas-relief, a type of sculptural work. If you look to the top corners of the arch, you will also notice the spandrels. The triangular space between the top of the arch and the rectangular frame that are decorated with icons inspired by the 16th century. Continuing up the building, the second story includes an arcade with double width arches and windows featuring spandrels decorated with a leaf motif. As you move to the third and fourth floors, the design features rectangular windows. The fifth story incorporates round arched openings, taking inspiration from a medieval church design. And lastly, the sixth floor features a tiled mansard roof and dormer windows. If you look to the central dormer on the Park Avenue side of the building, you will see a statue of St. Paul. In addition to the thoughtfully designed exterior, the interior features architectural innovations of the time. In fact, it includes several features that were common in early skyscrapers and predates by 2 years the American Surety Building, which is known as the first skyscraper in New York City, with a superstructure made entirely of steel. Returning to the history of the building, the Church Mission House served as the home to the Domestic and Foreign Missionary Society until 1963, in which time the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies, FPWA, bought the building for $350,000 to serve as its first permanent headquarters. While owned by the FPWA, the building received landmark designation in 1979 from the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission. The building remained with the FPWA until 2014, when it was sold to Abby Rosen, of RFR Realty for $50 million. This was a significant sale as it was the first time the building was sold to a non-charitable institution. In fact, it was one of the last of the buildings from Charity Row to be sold to a non-charitable organization. Charity Row was a three-block area on Park Avenue South, centered around East 22nd Street, which got its name from the large number of charitable organizations that called it home for more than a century. In search for a single tenant, RFR Realty struck lightning when the leasing agent received a call from Jan Broman, the co-founder of Fotografiska, who was looking to expand the museum's presence to New York. By chance, Broman's wife noticed the building while they were riding in a taxi through the city. The next day, Jan called the leasing agent. The Fotografiska team, along with Sentra Rudy, set out to update and transform the building. The goal was to preserve the building's history while turning it into an immersive environment where art, culture, and food are all in one container. The doors open in December 2019, starting the next chapter in the building's history. While we can't go inside today, since we have to head to our next stop, we do encourage you to visit the museum to see one of its rotating photography exhibits.